Trivia Night, I'm Philip Tricky, and I got $150 going to whoever can gobble up the most answers about Thanksgiving movies. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Trivia Night. This is the only show that brings you 15 fresh trivia questions every week. You bring us correct answers as fast as you can to walk away with cash and prizes. I'm coming to you live from Turkeytown, USA, aka Dayton, Ohio. My name is Philip Tricky, and I will be your host. We're here every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. To join, you just got to go to trivianight.live/Thursday. That's right. I said trivianight.live/Thursday. You can do that on your phone, your laptop, your tablet, wherever you can find a browser. Every week, I'm going to bring you a brand new topic of 100% original trivia questions. You give me the correct answers as fast as you can to score the most points, and the top players are going to cash out, my top three players. And let us give thanks, everyone, because this week I've got three cash prizes rather than the usual two. So first place is $75, second place is $50, and third prize tonight is going to be $25 because Thanksgiving is a special game. That's right, gobble gobble everyone, because tonight we are talking Thanksgiving movies. Some of these titles may surprise you. You're going to be like, wait, that's a Thanksgiving movie? But you may also surprise yourself with how many Thanksgiving movies that you are going to recognize. I promise this game is going to be more fun than your drunk uncle's old-fashioned recipe. Now remember, Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. You can add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. You're going to get instant access to our basic plan, and you can create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game, just like this, check out crowdper.com after the show. All right, are we ready? Ooh, are your trivia fingers limber? I know mine are. They just cracked pretty good. So here are the basics. Once again, I got 15 questions, 20 seconds to answer. Answer correctly, faster to earn more points. You're going to watch out for a text answer question where you have to type in the answer. I'll clue you in when that's happening. And I'm going to check in on that leaderboard about every five questions or so to see how you're shaping up in the game. And just like that cousin that you didn't expect to show up for turkey dinner, Points Wager is back for a spot at the table. So keep an eye out for that. If you're ready, I'm ready. Tuck in those napkins and pass the mashed potatoes because it's time for another trivia night. Let's play. Go with Thanksgiving movies. In Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, what city are Neil Page and Del Griffith trying to reach for Thanksgiving? Is it A, Chicago, B, New York, C, Boston, or D, Los Angeles? A, Chicago, B, New York, C, Boston, or D, Los Angeles? Where are they trying to get to for Thanksgiving? See what everybody's thinking. Oh, very heavy on the Chicago side, and the correct answer is indeed it is in Chicago. Like all the other John Hughes movies, he loves to set these things in Chicago. Probably set it in Shermer specifically, which is where all of his movies take place. Moving on to question two. What Midwest U.S. state welcomes Pauly Shore's crawl to the farm for Thanksgiving weekend in Son-in-Law? Is it A, Kansas, B, South Dakota, C, Oklahoma, or D, Missouri? A, Kansas, B, South Dakota, C, Oklahoma, or D, Missouri? Where does crawl go to in Son-in-Law? See what people are thinking. Oh, a lot of you said Kansas, Oklahoma. Most of you said South Dakota. And the correct answer? Oh, buddy, it's indeed B, South Dakota. Wheezing the Thanksgiving juice. Yeah, I went to see this movie in the theater. Tell you, here's a funny story. I had a migraine headache before I walked in, and when I walked out, I didn't have a migraine anymore. So thank you, Pauly Shore, for that. Question three. In The Blind Side, what family invites impoverished teen Michael Orr to spend Thanksgiving weekend with them, ultimately adopting him? Is it A, the Bowerys, B, Witty, C, Cowrie, or D, Toohey? A, Bowery, B, Witty, C, Cowrie, or D, Toohey? Who invites Michael to spend Thanksgiving weekend with them? Whoa, it's skewing right there towards the Toohey, and the correct answer is going to be D, Toohey. Sandra Bullock won an Academy Award for The Blind Side. It's a true story of the future NFL star Michael Orr and the Toohey family, They adopted him when he was a teenager. And remember, you always want to protect your blind side. Moving on to question 4. Who does not appear in 1983's The Big Chill, which features a flashback to a gluttonous Thanksgiving dinner? Is it A, Jeff Goldblum, B, Robert Downey Jr., C, Glenn Close, or D, Kevin Kline? A, Jeff Goldblum, B, Robert Downey Jr., C, Glenn Close, or D, Kevin Kline? Who does not appear in 1983's The Big Chill? Let's see. Most of you said Robert Downey Jr. Some of you said Kevin Kline. And the correct answer is... it is indeed as B, Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. does not appear in The Big Chill. It's about a group of young people gathered together for a funeral. Little fun fact for you about this one, too. Kevin Costner was actually in The Big Chill, but all of his scenes were cut out. He plays the guy whose funeral they are attending. Question 5. What former First Lady is Parker Posey's character homicidally obsessed with in the dark comedy House of Yes? Is it A, Lady Bird Johnson, B, Eleanor Roosevelt, C, Jacqueline Kennedy, or D, Betty Ford? A, Lady Bird Johnson, B, Eleanor Roosevelt, C, Jacqueline Kennedy, or D, Betty Ford? Get those answers in, see what people are thinking. 79% of you said Jacqueline Kennedy, and the correct answer is... I wanna be Jackie Onassis. I wanna wear a pair of dark sunglasses. 79% of you are incorrect. It was indeed Jackie O, which was her character's name in House of Yes. So, crazy movie. I remember seeing this one in the theater too. All right, 5 questions in, 5 questions down. Let me see what you guys are scoring so far. Ross, hit me with those results, please. And it looks like Rev Harm is in the lead. 74 on that last one. So we've got 416 points. Erudite coming in second and Nicole in third. I see Dingus. Dr. Phil, welcome back. K-Man, good to see you. You are an ant now. Congratulations. Hey, Aaron, trivia with buds. Oh, it's always good to see trivia with buds. Well, I think that's enough names that I've said right now. Let's get back to this game. What do you think? Moving on to question. Oh, wait. Question 6 is a fill in the blank. I forgot to mention it. So get those fingers ready to type this in. Here we go. Question 6. What brand of scooter ferries Paul Blart Mall Cop through the mall while he battles a gang of larcenous thugs on Black Friday? Type that in. Brand of scooter that ferries the titular mall cop, Mr. Paul Blart, through that mall on Black Friday. This is one of the Thanksgiving movies that I have not seen. Get those answers in. Ross is checking for spelling. He's really good about that. Let's see what you guys are saying. Some of you said Razor. I would love to see him ride a Vespa through the mall. Most of you said Segway, and the correct answer is... indeed, it was the Segway scooter. Scurries him around the mall. He has got to fight a gang of thieves intent on robbing the West Orange Pavilion Mall the day after Thanksgiving. Probably making out with some good loot after that one. Moving on to question 7. Which of April Burns' kitchen appliances breaks in pieces of April before her family arrives at her apartment for Thanksgiving? Is it A, microwave, B, freezer, C, refrigerator, or D, oven? A, microwave, B, freezer, C, refrigerator, or D, oven? Which of her appliances breaks right before the family shows up? Let's see what everyone says. Refrigerator, freezer got a few votes. Oven is coming in there. 75% of those votes. Correct answer is going to be... indeed, it's D, oven. You can't do anything for Thanksgiving without an oven. You can put everything else on ice, but you can't cook it without heat. Some people in her apartment building help her out, but not all of them have the best of intentions in that movie. I didn't say all these Thanksgiving movies were going to be feel-good movies. Moving on to question 8. What portmanteau buzzword titles a 2020 Thanksgiving film starring Kat Dennings and Malin Ackerman? Is it A, Thanksgiving, B, Friendsgiving, C, Thanksliving, or D, Couplesgiving? A, Thanksgiving, B, Friendsgiving, C, Thanksliving, or D, Couplesgiving? Those portmanteau words. Friendsgiving by a mile, and the correct answer is... indeed, it's Friendsgiving. I used to do a Friendsgiving with my friends in back in Seattle every year. It was almost like having family around. So yeah, that's a great portmanteau word, super popular, see it everywhere now. I thought it was original for a long time, but I am wrong. Question 9. What foreign-born Academy Award-winning director helmed the Thanksgiving drama The Ice Storm? Is it A, Ang Lee, B, Sam Mendes, C, Anthony Minghella, or D, Danny Boyle? A, Ang Lee, B, Sam Mendes, C, Anthony Minghella, or D, Danny Boyle? What foreign-born director helmed The Ice Storm? It's like a lot of votes for Ang Lee, few votes for Sam Mendes, and the correct answer is Ang Lee. He directed The Ice Storm. You want to talk about a depressing Thanksgiving movie? That might be one of the most depressing Thanksgiving movies, or just movies in general, that I have ever seen. But it's really good. Highly recommend it. Check it out this upcoming weekend with your families. Question 10. What fancy garnish does Joe Fox eat to spite Kathleen Kelly during the Thanksgiving party in You've Got Mail? Is it A, caviar, B, truffles, C, edible gold leaf, or D, saffron? A, caviar, B, truffles, C, edible gold leaf, or D, saffron? What does Joe Fox eat to spite Kathleen Kelly? A lot of votes for gold leaf, some for truffles, most for caviar, and the correct answer is A, it's caviar. I gotta tell you, if there were an Academy Award for line delivery on a single line, the way Meg Ryan says, "You're taking all the caviar? That caviar is a garnish!" That would be top of my list. She delivers that line like nobody else could. All right, 10 questions in, 2/3 of the way through the game. I want to see what that leaderboard looks like. Ross, hit me with that leaderboard, please. And Rev Harm still in the lead. Ladder coming up, climbing the charts up fast on that ladder at number 2. And me, the ninja, sneaking in there with those chops for to take 3rd place. I still see a lot of familiar names. There's still plenty of time left. It's still anybody's game. Don't forget, we also have that points wager coming up, so you can make up a lot of points in that last question. I want to get back to the game, but before we do, I do want to remind you, if you're enjoying this game and you want to host your own, check out crowdper.com after the show, which makes all of this happen. You can choose from our library of over 1,100% original trivia games, or you can write your own. You can add awesome images and GIFs. You can share that link to your game with your crowd, and then you can host live in person or via real-time streaming just like this. We've got a free forever basic plan to get you started. Add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. All right, let's finish up this game and get back to it. Give thanks. Question 11. At what summer camp does Wednesday Addams stage her revisionist Thanksgiving play in Addams Family Values? Is it A, Camp Anawana, B, Camp Tamaqua, C, Camp Kickakee, or D, Camp Chippewa? A, Camp Anawana, B, Camp Tamaqua, C, Camp Kickakee, or D, Camp Chippewa? Most everyone says Camp Chippewa, and the correct answer is D, Camp Chippewa is correct. I'm in the camp with those 14%ers who said Camp Anawana, because we all know that Salute Your Shorts is the greatest show of all time. She rewrites the Thanksgiving tradition that we are all familiar with just a little bit. I'm also partial to the part where Pugsy goes, "Eat me!" Question 12. What lizard does Jack Burns claim laid eggs in his ear while serving in Vietnam during the disastrous Thanksgiving in Little Fockers? Is it A, gecko, B, newt, C, chameleon, or D, skink? A, gecko, B, newt, C, chameleon, or D, skink? What kind of lizard lays eggs, or does Jack claim laid eggs in his ear? A lot of votes for gecko, some for chameleon, most for newt, and the correct answer is, oh, it was gecko. That, my friends, is a brutal question. Brutal, yeah. Only 15% of you got that one right, but that's okay. That's part of the fun of these trivia night games. I'm gonna trip some people up sometimes. Right before Greg almost cuts his finger off while he's carving the turkey, Jack says his fear of lizards stems from the time a gecko laid eggs in his ear. Dinners are always a fun time in the Fokker household, according to those movies. Question 13. Incentive a woman What weapon caused Frank's blindness during a juggling accident while serving in the military? Is it A, revolvers, B, bayonets, C, flares, or D, grenades? A, revolvers, B, bayonets, C, flares, or D, grenades? What was he juggling that caused him to go blind?
Oh, I'm gonna answer this next one just like Lieutenant Frank Slade. Most of you said it was C, flares, and the correct answer is... Hoo-ah! It was D, grenades. That's another brutal question. 15 years ago, I would have taken a flamethrower to this trivia game.
Yeah, apparently he was juggling grenades, pulled a pin, one of them went off, and he went blind. Good movie. Question 14. What Oscar-winning actress directed the Robert Downey Jr. and Holly Hunter Thanksgiving movie Home for the Holidays? Is it A, Jodie Foster, B, Helen Hunt, C, Holly Hunter, or D, Frances McDormand? A, Jodie Foster, B, Helen Hunt, C, Holly Hunter, or D, Frances McDormand? Who directed Home for the Holidays starring Robert Downey Jr. and Holly Hunter? A lot of votes for Jodie Foster, some for Frances and Helen and Holly, and the correct answer is... It was A, Jodie Foster. Nice recovery from that last brutal question, everyone. Yeah, she directed that. That was, I think, the second film that she directed after Little Man Tate. And she directed it just a few years after winning her second Academy Award for Silence of the Lambs. All right, that was question 14. I got two things to tell you right now. Next question is a points wager question. I'm bringing it back. And it's also a text answer where you got to type it in and you got to fill in the answer yourself. Before that, to give you an idea of how many points you might want to wager, let's check back in on that leaderboard, Ross. Give these lovely players a chance to decide how much they're going to wager. Ladder, Climbers 1014, and Me the Ninja. Ooh, there's only like 30 points separating my top three players tonight. Get a good look at those numbers. Bet it all. Put it all in. Gobble, gobble, gobble all that stuffing right into the middle of the table. All right, what do you say? Should we close this game up? Finish it up with this last question? You're going to have 20 seconds. I'm going to give you a hint. Holiday horror. So get those points in. Wager that up. Holiday horror is your clue. Give you an idea of what you're working with. As soon as that counts down, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here comes the question. What throwback-style double feature includes a trailer for the fake holiday slasher Thanksgiving? What throwback-style double feature includes a trailer for the fake holiday slasher Thanksgiving? Get those answers in. Type those answers in. We're looking for the name of the double feature, not the individual movies in that double feature. Let's see what everybody says after we get those crowd responses checked. And answers coming up. Some of you said Halloween. Thanksgiving, that's a good one. Not quite right. Grindhouse is coming in at 39%. And the correct answer is... Indeed, it was Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez's Grindhouse, which consists of Planet Terror and... What is it? Death Proof? Death Proof. They had some cool fake trailers in the middle between the two, one of which was Eli Roth's Thanksgiving. I've always been partial to... Edgar Wright's Don't, myself, as far as the fake movies that I always wanted to see. Well, that's the game, everyone. And now it's time for the moment you've all been waiting for. Check in on that leaderboard. Who won my game this week? Congratulations to Climbers 1014. David has slain Goliath, but Urban Sobrero still on the leaderboard. Towards the top, second place. Third place is Dingus. Congratulations to my winners. Do not fret if you did not win, though, because I will be here every week, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. All you got to do is go to trivianight.live/Thursday. And if you're listening to me on the podcast and you want to get in on the action, you got to do that same thing. That's at trivianight.live/Thursday. You can go there right now, put in your name, put in your phone number, put in your email address, and I'll send you a notification before the game starts so that you won't miss out on a minute of action. Also, do me a favor, share this, share your winnings, take a screenshot, follow me on Instagram. We are at CrowdPer. The more people we get to play, the higher the prizes are going to go. So you share that love and I will share that money. Thank you so much for joining us. Tune in over the next month for some more fun holiday-themed games. I think that we're going to be doing some fun Christmas games coming up soon, so keep an eye out for that. My name is Philip Tricky. Goodbye from Turkey Town, USA. I'll see you next week.